Welcome to English as a Second Language podcast, number 57. You're listening to English as a Second Language podcast, number 57. My name is Dr. Jeff McQuillan from the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. The topic of today's podcast is taking a camping trip. Let's go.
My friends and I decided to take a trip to Yosemite National Park to do some camping and hiking. We all like the outdoors, but we all live in the city. We have all been griping about feeling cooped up, so we decided to take a road trip. This trip would give all of us a break from the traffic, noise, and smog that we all deal with in LA. Before we left, I went to the sporting goods store to get some new gear and equipment. I had a tent, but I needed a new sleeping bag, one that was waterproof. I also needed some new hiking boots. Lucky for me, I found everything in one stop. And by the time I left the store, I was really psyched about the trip. Early on Saturday morning, my friend Rachel came to pick me up. None of us had a camper, but Rachel had an SUV that fit all of us comfortably. I was the last one to be picked up, and I put my backpack and other gear in the trunk. I was about to get in to the car when I realized I had left my sunscreen in the house. I rushed back in and grabbed it, and then we were off. I couldn't wait to get some fresh air and plenty of exercise. Yosemite, here we come.
Lucy described a trip that she and her friends took to Yosemite National Park. A national park in the United States is a park that is run by the federal or national government. There are many national parks, as there are in other countries. Yosemite is a park here in California. She and her friends were going to do some camping and some hiking. To camp, you probably know, means to have a tent, which is usually made of plastic or another material, and you put a tent up with poles and you sleep on the ground underneath the tent. That's camping. Hiking is just a fancy word for walking. To hike means to walk, usually in an area, often in an area that has hills or other outdoor park environment. She said that she and her friends like the outdoors. The outdoors, one word, refers to the opposite of indoors. Indoors is in a house or a building. Outdoors is anything outside of that. Generally, we use the term to mean a park or a lake or, you know, something that people go, somewhere people go for recreation, for fun. To gripe, G-R-I-P-E, means to complain loudly or with a lot of negative comments. To feel cooped up, and there's a word is C-O-O-P, to coop up, means literally to be inside a cage. We keep chickens on a farm inside a chicken coop. It's their cage. It's where we keep the chickens so they don't run away. So we use this expression, I'm feeling cooped up, to mean I feel like I'm in a cage and I need to get out and I need to have my freedom. She and her friends took a road trip. A road trip, as you probably can guess, is when you travel by car somewhere. She said that her friends wanted a break from the traffic, noise, and smog that they deal with in LA. A break from means a separation from, a sort of a vacation from. You can take a break at work, meaning you're going to stop working. They want to take a break from the traffic, noise, and smog. Smog is smoke and fog. It comes together in the word smog, but it really means pollution. And there's lots of pollution in a big city like Los Angeles. Her friends have to deal with this pollution or smog. To deal with means the same as to handle. It means to manage, to survive that particular situation. Before Lucy and her friends left, they went to a sporting goods store to get some new gear and equipment. A sporting goods store, if I can pronounce it correctly, is a place where you buy things, obviously, for sports. So you can buy tents and basketballs and footballs and all sorts of things you need, including things to go camping. Gear is just a general term to mean any sort of equipment that you need. We use that term gear in electronics. I have my recording gear, meaning my machines or my equipment, and we also use it sometimes in talking about sports. What gear do you need? What things do you need to do that sport? To go camping, you're going to need a tent and a sleeping bag, preferably one that is waterproof. A tent, we've already talked about, is what you sleep underneath when you go out camping. A sleeping bag is, you can probably guess, a long bag that you can unzip or open, and you go inside and you can close it and it keeps you warm. It's like a blanket, really, that goes around you. To be waterproof means that if it gets wet, the water will roll off of it or will not stay on it. So you want a waterproof tent in case it rains so the water doesn't come inside. And the same for your sleeping bag. Lucy also said she got some new hiking boots. A boot, you probably know, is a type of shoe that you use if you're going to be walking for a long time, perhaps, to go hiking. If you're going to be hiking up in the mountains, you want to have some good shoes or some boots. It's a very strong kind of shoe. She said she found everything in one stop, and by the time she left the store, she was psyched about the trip. Couple of expressions there. In one stop. When we say, I got everything in one stop, that means I only had to go one place in order to buy or get what I needed. By the time she left, meaning before she left, or at the time she was leaving, she had done all of the following things. In this case, she said she was really psyched about the trip. Psyched, which is spelled P-S-Y-C-H-E-D, to be psyched means to be excited, to be really looking forward, to be very eager, to be very ready for something. It's kind of an informal expression, but you'll hear many people say, oh, I'm psyched to go, meaning I'm really ready to go, especially when you talk about sports. Lucy said that none of her friends had a camper, but that her friend Rachel had an SUV. A camper is essentially a big truck that you can sleep in. It has beds and usually a small kitchen. We call that a camper. A SUV is a sports utility vehicle, SUV, and it's a huge car. It's sort of between a car and a truck. And it burns lots of gasoline, so you have to have money to own an SUV. Lucy said she put her backpack and other gear in the trunk. Her backpack is what you put over your shoulders. It's like a bag that you put on your back, and you have some straps or pieces of material that keep it on your back. You can use a backpack to go camping. You'll also see many students at the university with backpacks, and they use them to carry their books. The trunk of the car is the back of the car, at least an American car, where you can store your gear, your luggage, your bags, and so forth. Lucy realized that she had left her sunscreen in the house. Sunscreen is what you put on your skin so you don't burn your skin. If it's very hot or lots of sun, you want to have some sunscreen so you don't get sunburn. One word, sunburn, which is when your skin becomes red or burned because of it, too much sun. She grabbed it, she said. To grab it is to pick it up in this case. She grabbed it and she said, we were off, meaning we were on our way on our trip. We sometimes use that expression, I'm off to the store, meaning I'm going to the store right now. That's what I'm doing. She ended her story by saying, Yosemite, here we come. That's an expression we sometimes use. There was an old song called California, Here We Come, meaning I'm on my way to California. And that's something you sometimes hear people say when they're going on a trip. Well, we hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Remember, we have a web address, a website you can visit, www.eslpod.com. Or you can email us at eslpod@eslpod.com. I'm Dr. Jeff McQuillan from Los Angeles, California. We'll see you next time on ESL Podcast.
ESL Podcast is produced by the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. This podcast is copyright 2005.